bringing you the heart of the music. Impact 103.
We've got a guest here in studio that we are really so excited to have a talk with concerning the things that are happening within our nation. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Zinsley.
Good to see you, and thank you so much for joining us on the Drive Time show.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's been a while.
Yes, it really, really has. You really are no stranger to Impact Radio. But today you come with a mission. And I believe that this mission is from heaven. There's been videos that have been going around. And this is not, you know, like publicized on billboards and ticketpro.com and the main things. And it's called The Return. Right now, the gathering, the nation in worship, and the event is taking place on at Loftus Fastfeld Stadium on the 12th of October. Tell us a bit about this entire dream that and passion that God has placed within your heart for us to come together as a city.
As a city and as a nation, I think the significance of the city is the fact that it is our capital. And this story for me didn't start last week or last year. In 27, I took a sabbatical. And after that, in 2018, the Lord gave me a word that He wanted me to stop doing everything I was doing. I used to be in the music industry. I used to be in ministry. And it was quite a surprising message to get, but I did it. And then for months, the Lord didn't tell me what He wanted me to do. And then in January 2019... the Lord gave me a very clear instruction, and it ended up being a gift from South Africa to Israel, a musical that was built in the State Theatre of South Africa and went to the Jerusalem Theatre, which is the State Theatre of like the State Theatre of Israel. It's right between the houses of the president and the first the prime minister, and it was totally impossible. The timeline was impossible. I had no budget, and the Lord just said it needs to open in that theater in October 2019 and play for the month. Long story short, 2 weeks before, a team of 46 performers, after more than 100 people working on this musical day and night, it opened on the 10th of October in a theater that wasn't available until 2 weeks before opening night.
Wow.
And it was the last musical that played in that theater because COVID broke out in that same month and locked the world down after that. Since then, I've been on a mission to find the way the Lord wants to be worshipped. And not as a critique of what we do in church, but just understanding that there is something missing. And on that road, the Lord kept taking me back to Israel, and it became clear to me, you know, Israel has become so politicized that we forget the Lord and we forget the word.
Yeah.
Israel is a geographical place measured out by the Lord and given to the Israelites. And it comes with heartbreak when people move in and out of that land. The Lord even moved His own people out of that land.
Sure.
And but God is sovereign. And in, you know, it's easy to, anyway, so Israel, I believe, and I know, because it's not been a hobby for me. The Lord let me leave my life behind to focus on this. The restoration of our nation and the restoration of nations in the world is tied to Israel. And we don't stand with Israel because we think everything they do is right. We stand with it for the reason that the Lord stands with them, and that's for the sake of His name. And unless we get that right, I believe that we've moved into an era of war in the world. And South Africa is also not going to stay untouched. We are moving into difficult times. And unfortunately, this is not a feel-good message, but it is filled with hope because it is based on the word of the Lord. And what the Lord has impressed on me is that if we are able, I believe that He's calling out His bride. So in January, the Lord gave me confirmation that I need to gather people at Loftus. I went to go and see the top you know, people at Loftus, and they explained to me that they can't confirm because they've got many sports tournaments, knockout tournaments. And I said to him, it's happening on the 12th of October. In August, they came back and said, we can confirm that it's not available. And the Lord did a miracle. He basically directed me, and this was uncomfortable, to go there with a big Bible, put it down on the biggest desk there and say, I've got biblical proof that the event is happening in this stadium on the 12th of October.
Mm.
And subsequently, the management, the coaching staff, and everyone at the Blue Bulls Rugby Union made the decision to move the rugby that was scheduled for that weekend.
That's why the rugby was moved.
out of the stadium to make it available.
That's incredible.
So if I was a madman, you know, I don't believe that would have happened.
Yeah.
And the Lord has done many miracles throughout this year, mind-boggling miracles that maybe I'll get to share with you.
We're talking all things The Return, taking place this Saturday at Loftus-Versfeld Stadium. And Bui says, we serve a good God. Joe, that's just a comment to one of the testimony that you just shared of how things were moved and shaped to allow this event to take place. Now, why is this event so important as we enter this new era in our nation as the citizens of South Africa?
I think that part of, we all feel that something's about to move.
Mm.
We can all feel it. Even people that are in the world can feel it. And I believe that the Lord is waking up His bride. And I believe that this is one of the ways in which He's going to do it. I don't think that it's that this is an event for everyone. That's why there's no advertising. There's absolutely no marketing. The only reason I'm here this morning is because Adele sent me a message, and I felt that I needed to respond to it because the word does need to go out. But I'm honestly only, like when I started out in January, I thought I'm going to make this amazing, huge production, like the best of everything to really glorify the Lord in the capital. And by May, it was halfway to the event. I was like, Lord, what are we doing? And the only thing the Lord kept saying to me was, don't run ahead, don't fill in the blanks. And over the last couple of months, I mean, he's done other miracles that only he could do. But I've come to realize, eventually he said to me, I want no stage. Eventually he said to me, I want no platform. And eventually it's been cut down to only being us. And I believe that it's because he wants only us. And a lot of what we do, and it's not out of a bad place, a lot of what we do when we worship is actually for us. It's because we want to make it nice for people. We want it to be inviting for people. But whatever we do that's visual is not for the Lord. And so this is not about, it's not about entertainment. There's not going to be a massive band playing for people to listen, because the audience is going to be the Lord.
Mm.
So the call that is going out is for the bride to gather. And I had a long list of elders in the nation, people that are loved and respected, and I thought that the Lord would want them to come and repent on behalf of the nation. And what the Lord made clear, even in the last week, because this has been a tough thing of walking in the unknown.
Yeah,
you know, because it's an empty stadium is a very big canvas, and it is very, very intimidating.
Yeah,
but what I've come to understand is that the Lord on Saturday does not want to have any human representatives representing His people before Him.
Mm.
The bridegroom will represent us before the Father. Mm.
The church as a whole. And we're still talking to Mr. Joe Niemand here. And I've got some messages here. We're going to jump into a song, do some headlines in sports, and then finish off this conversation, because people are saying, I want to attend. You haven't even, you know, given the invitation. You've just shared testimony of what the Lord is doing. And the Christian community is coming together to say, look, this is something that I would love to do. Another message says, hi, Dream Team. It's so nice to hear Joe Niemand and what he's up to. I wondered what happened to his music. And it's so inspiring to hear why he left. Thank you so much for having him in studio.
Impact 103.
Now, Joe, just take us through one more of the miracles that you've seen leading up to the event that's taking place on Saturday. And then tell us a bit more of the nitty-gritties of, is there a ticket price available? Where do we get these tickets from? And what time the event is also going to start?
So part of what's made this very interesting, to say the least, is the fact that I was ready to reach out to Christian media, to reach out to all the beautiful church networks, the Mighty Men Network, and really get this out there. But what the Lord impressed on me is that He doesn't want any human go-betweens. I really believe that it's a prophetic event. It's not a critique of anything. I think the Lord is showing us something. He's calling his bride out of all of their different churches, calling us out of all our different institutions. Because Jesus came to break away everything between us and the Father. We are a nation of priests. He wants us directly connected to him, directly submitted to him, directly guided by him. And so I believe that we've placed leaders between us and the Lord so that they can serve us, so that we can be the audience. And so that we can only sit back and be critical of them, whether they're in government or whether they're in the church. And I believe the Lord is putting out a call to say, I want you directly connected to me. So because of that, there is no marketing going out for this. Like I said to you earlier, the only reason I'm here this morning is because Adele responded to me. Mm. And I don't want to be sitting on the message. But every single invitation is a personal invitation. So there's nothing on social media, there's nothing on TV, there's nothing on billboards, there's no advertising. And I believe that the Lord is showing us something about how his Spirit will call us together. And when we gather on that basis, and the only go-between between us and the Father is the bridegroom, that then we are able to stand up and speak on his behalf in the nation. Because we have the answer. We have the name, we have the blood of Jesus, and we've hidden him in the churches. Jesus is nowhere to be seen in the public square in South Africa anymore. And then we wonder where he is. We wonder why things look the way they are. We wonder why it seems like we're cursed and everything is falling apart and it's just getting worse. The answer in this nation is not political. And our political leaders and our leaders in the church are not our enemies. We are supposed to be answerable to the Lord directly. And yes, I'm part of a church. I'm submitted I'm part of my fellowship. I'm submitted to my leadership. I stand under Angus. I'm not a lone maverick.
Mm.
But it's important to understand that we've entered an era where the institutions will fail. But the bride needs to wake up now. And I believe that the Lord is calling his bride together. So if you hear it and if the Spirit says to you, you have to be there. The only thing that's going out, this is going to sound ridiculous to you.
Yeah.
But the Lord's told me to book the most premier stadium in South Africa and to not put out any marketing. So the only thing that's going out is me sending out things to people on my phone, on WhatsApp.
Sure.
That is the extent of it. If it reaches somewhere else, it's because the Lord is sending it there.
Sure.
And so I'm not sitting here because I'm nervous about getting a stadium full. This is not for everyone. It is for people that the Spirit confirms to them, you are part of this and I want you there. Because there are a lot of people, even Angus, is not going to be there. The Lord's told him to be in seclusion this year. And even though he really wants to be there, and obviously I would love for him to be there and to share in this. So this is not, it's not for everyone. And I really want to ask you that, even if you're hearing this, because this is not, a one-on-one. This is obviously going out on the airwaves. But I really want to urge you to, if the Spirit impresses on you to be there, please, please come. There's a website called thereturn.co.za. All the information you'll need is on there, thereturn.co.za. And at the bottom of the page, it links through to iTickets. It's a ticketed event. And I want to ask people to please don't do what I would have done and wait till the last minute. We want to respect the authorities and help them to make the event smooth and safe and not cause disruptions in the city. So please go to iTickets, book your ticket. There's no cost to it. And come and join. And please don't expect to be entertained. We are gathering under the guidance and under the instruction and under the conducting of the Holy Spirit to on. At a place that the Lord has determined, at a time, a date that the Lord has determined, and the program will be as he determines. Nobody's going to try and impress anybody. There'll be no stage. There'll be no massive band playing a set that you can sit back and listen to.
Yeah.
The sound of worship that will rise up from the Capitol on Saturday will be the sound of the bride worshiping.
Incredible. And if you would like that email once again, or the website, I'm actually on it right now, and all the information that you need is literally on there. The critical information that is there. It starts at 3 p.m. and the tickets cannot be bought. It's made available to you at no cost, on the condition that you can, in good conscience, sign the below statement of faith. Now, I love the statement of faith, because this, you are intentionally aligning the people that need to be there. And this is people who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that they are saved as well, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we are able to communicate with God. And this is what you are dreaming about for this Saturday event. And right at the bottom, there's a big banner that says, get your tickets here. You click on that and it will take you to another site. So I'll send you that website link if you would like that. You just message me and I will do that for you. And we're excited. We really, really are excited for what the Lord is going to be doing this weekend and through you. And we want to commend you for the obedience, because, you know, as the Lord said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So we've got to be obedient to the word of the Lord. And as your pastor is where he is, out of obedience, we believe that God is going to do this. But before we let you go, this came in as a surprise as well, because now we're focusing on the return. Today's the 7th of October. It's a significant day because you've got a new song that's out today. And it's not the purpose of this interview. It just so happened that things worked together. As you are saying, the Lord is doing and he's pulling the strings. Just tell us a bit about that song before we play it.
The Lord is absolutely sovereign. And we are so busy, and we're trying to survive, and we're trying to make it in our families, and trying to make it in out there. And it's easy to forget that he is totally sovereign and that he is totally in control. In May this year, I had a thought about writing a piece of music that is about praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And the next morning I started writing it, and that afternoon somebody sent me something about an event that is about praying for the peace of Jerusalem. I thought, that is very suspicious timing. The next morning I finished writing the song, and when I woke up my wife with coffee, I said to her, it's the strangest thing, I don't feel like I have to go to this event, I feel like I can go to this event. She prayed with me and she said, you have to go. At that stage, I didn't realize that she thought the event was in Johannesburg. The event was actually in Jerusalem.
Wow.
Long story short, I booked my ticket. I booked my space. And the next morning, somebody calls me and says, please get on a Zoom call with the organizer of the event. I was like, what? So long story short, what happened in that week is that the Lord gave me the go-ahead to record this piece of music. The Tuesday morning, before the sun came up, in my quiet time room, the Lord spoke to me and said to me, it's good, you're going to be recording this piece of music, it's going to work out, but I want you to make a physical gift that represents the song. I'm sending you to the president of Israel.
Sure.
I want you to take it to him, and I have a word that I want you to deliver to him. I was like, Lord? First thing I did was contact my pastor. I had a coffee with him 11 o'clock that morning. I presented it to him, and he said to me, Joe, I don't know what to tell you. I witness with this. So we put together a team of people at the church to help jewelers and artists to create the gift, while I started working on the recording. I only started recording on the Wednesday. The Thursday we recorded the shofars. The Friday we recorded the vocals. The Saturday there was a worship conference in Pretoria with worship leaders from all over the nation.
Wow.
That I made a choir and put on that song. The Sunday I flew to Israel. That Tuesday, with no invitation, without my name being on a list, and with no passport, I walked into the presidential residence in Jerusalem, and in front of 40 nations, delivered the word that the Lord gave for me for the president of Israel.
Incredible.
And that gift was this song. Mm. And the Lord hasn't released me to release it until this morning. And I think anybody that listens to this, what then also happens is the next morning, that Wednesday morning, was the day of our national elections. And on the day of our national elections, the Lord had me sing this song in the Parliament of Israel. No person can organize that.
Yeah.
The Lord is completely sovereign. And even the way the recording came together with orchestra and the worship leader choir, anybody that listens to this and has the Spirit of God in them will recognize that it is him. Mm. So I don't feel I need to say anything more about the date of its release. and the way the Lord confirmed that it is Him.
It's Joe Niemann here with a new song called Shalom Jerusalem.
Sake of not keep quiet, for Jerusalem I'll not be still till your righteousness burns blazing bright like the breaking dawn sets the world alight. Holy, 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 holy.
It's Joe Niemann here with Shalom Jerusalem, heard first here on Impact 103 this morning. And Heidi saying how this song is touching the most inner being. Only God could have led Joe in writing this. Stay blessed and thank you for your obedience to this song. And before we say goodbye to you, Joe, we just want to ask once again the overall heart. As people have responded to this call and they believe that the Spirit is drawing them to the 12th, the return, 3 o'clock at Loftus-Versfeld Stadium, what is your message to them in preparation for Saturday's event? What should they be doing during this time now? We've got, what, 4 or 5 days left until we all gather together.
I think this is the time to make sure that we've got no unfinished business with the Lord and with people. You know, sometimes we get so spiritual that we let the Lord down in our relationships, or we let the Lord down in practical things. So I would encourage you to, as I'm preparing for it as well, to prepare your heart and to ask the Lord to show you what it is He wants you to do. Because at the end of the day, I think that is the call, is the belief that the Lord speaks to every single one of us. I think the question that I've gotten over the years the most is, how do you hear the voice of the Lord? And unfortunately, I think most of the times, the Lord is so... The Lord wants to speak to us, wants to be with us so passionately that anybody that gives Him the time, anybody that gives Him the space, will hear from Him. And sometimes we just go after the experiences, you know. But I think some of the most intimate times with the Lord is when we don't feel anything, and when we still get up in the morning, when we still give Him our first fruit in terms of time, our first fruit in terms of everything. So I want to encourage you to believe that He speaks to you personally, and to make a commitment, not just until the weekend, but for the rest of your life, while you're on earth, while you are His hands and feet on earth, to get up in the morning, to give Him your first time. And I know how it is. It's a busy world, and it's a busy life, but we cannot afford not to spend time with Him, because we need to get our directions directly from Him and then test it with each other in our Christian fellowships and in terms of the people that the Lord's placed around us. So as we prepare to gather on the Lord's terms, on His timing, at the place of His choosing, to focus on Him personally, and when you arrive on Saturday, be ready to be part of what the Lord is going to do. Because as you said, the only way you get a ticket is by signing a statement of faith. This is not an evangelical event. This is an event of the Lord's bride coming together to do business with the Lord in the nation. And a lot of people start thinking, yeah, but we need to pray against the government, and we need to do this, and this is wrong with the church, and all these things. It's nonsense. We are personally responsible to the Lord, and He's given us everything we need to stand in the gap for government, to stand in the gap for the church, and for Him to be proclaimed as the King of Kings. You know, there's a king in Pretoria. Mm. His name is Rugby.
Yes.
But even that king has now agreed that there is a King of Kings.
Mm.
And so I'm incredibly excited, because I know it's only the Lord. It's only the Lord. There's nothing. other than us and him, and that's what I believe he wants, and that is what he will get on Saturday.
We're speaking to Joe Niemand, and if you're catching the tail end of this conversation, we've had him in studio glued here since about 7:10, and we're going to let him go now. But the scripture that really does come to mind as you just closed so prophetically, I believe, is 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. And we believe that the return is going to do that.
You know, you said something so profound now. Who will humble themselves. That word used to be fasting. That's how people humble themselves before the Lord. So that's the final thing I'll say, is between on the daylight hours of Saturday, from when the sun rises until the sun sets, I've called a fast for everyone that is there. There will be no food on sale. There'll be nothing nice there other than, I believe, the presence of the Lord.
Oh, amen. And if you want that link once again so that you can book your tickets, I'll send it to you. It's called www.thereturn.co.za, and all the information that you need concerning this event that's taking place on Saturday is there for you. Once again, thanks, Joe Niemand, for your obedience to the Lord. And we really believe that there will be a move of God this Saturday.
Thank you.
Moving you forward in your faith. Impact 103.